Good evening, everyone. This is Coach Matt, and you are listening to Better Health and Body Radio, your source for the latest and greatest information and understanding in the world of health, nutrition, and performance, where we give you a seat at the table next to the best and the brightest minds to arm you with the information you need to optimize yourself. Join us for another exciting, thought-provoking episode of BHB Radio, starting now. Good evening, Real Ketoners. This is Coach Coop here with another episode of BHB Radio. Tonight, I have got a heavyweight showdown. Well, not really. They're not fighting each other. We're actually just getting to the bottom of exogenous ketones and what they are, how they can help you, what they do. And to do that, I wanted to bring in a couple experts. We actually brought in exogenous ketone pioneer Gary Millett, who you might remember from past episodes, alongside Dr. Paul Winterton, who you might remember from a few episodes past. We're basically getting into what exactly are exogenous ketones and what can they do for you? How can they improve human performance? How can they improve health? How can they improve longevity? How can they improve various conditions? This one, basically, we just get right to the point. You guys are going to get a lot of great info right away. So buckle up and enjoy. Dr. Winterton, Gary, thank you guys so much for coming on. I appreciate you guys coming on today.
Nice to be back, Matt.
Always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to do something with Paul.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun today. I'm looking forward to this little research roundtable here. So to kick things off, I think, you know, what most people are interested in hearing about is the first study, which I think is going to open some eyes in some ways, and that's the one on exogenous ketones and weight loss. Dr. Winterton, can you introduce that a little bit to us?
Yeah, so this was the study done on 104 patients in the denominator. They were classified as overweight, but not necessarily obese. Their age range was 18 to 45 years old. They were pretty much recreationally active across the board, and they were randomized to either placebo or a ketone supplement. They were treated for 8 weeks with daily supplementation. All had about an average of 300 calorie reduction. However, there was no change in their physical activity. So there was some calorie reduction, but interestingly, no change in their physical activity. And it was the parameters of outcomes that were shocking. I don't know if those listeners know about p-values, but a lower p-value indicates the statistical significance of the findings. And overall weight loss was significantly diminished on the exogenous ketones, particularly fat loss and lean muscle to fat ratio was significantly increased. Hip circumference was significantly decreased, which at this particular time of COVID-19, that's now being featured as one of the main risk factors of dying from COVID. On to overall cholesterol was decreased. Overall total LDL, the quote unquote bad cholesterol, was decreased. Insulin levels were followed, which were decreased. A remarkable study in that just that supplementation had that significant effect. So,
wow.
Really amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating. And Gary, for people listening at home, what to you does that mean about exogenous ketones and their role in a health and wellness regimen for just about anybody?
You know what's interesting, Matt? As I look at exogenous ketones and I look at other kinds of substances out there, you know, we often refer to exogenous ketones as supplements, but you know, in reality, exogenous ketones are really macronutrients. Unlike any other, say, so-called supplement that somebody would take. So somebody's not going to grab a jar of honey and say, hey, this is a supplement. Or grab a biscuit and say, hey, this is a supplement. Or grab a piece of salami and say, oh, this is a supplement. So what people don't understand is the effect of exogenous ketones is really its effect as a macronutrient on your body and its ability to affect changes that Paul was describing there in the study. So what it really does is it nourishes the body and it nourishes the brain in such a way that it gives it energy. It gives it actual real energy, not stimulation, but real energy. And by giving it real energy, what it is able to do is suppress people's appetite as the brain gets real energy. And at that point in time, people just have a tendency to eat less because their brain is actually nourished by real macronutrients.
Right, right. And I think that's pretty profound too. I don't think a lot of people think about it conceptually like that, but basically this is some like a way to give your body energy without taxing the adrenal glands. And because it is another functioning macronutrient, essentially, you know, that'll support everything from, your thinking all the way to your muscle firing, right? Everything we use, mitochondria or our little cellular energy batteries for people who didn't pay attention in science class. So it's pretty profound in just about every way on a spectrum of body composition to performance. And I think that study honestly was great because it talked a lot about, or it showed, demonstrated how effective they can be in not just weight loss, but as Dr. Winterton put it, ideal body composition, right? Preservation and building of lean body mass while losing body fat.
You know, if I could just interject, speaking of macronutrients, this is a great time to just talk about macronutrients. We have carbohydrates, we have proteins, and we have fatty acids. And the typical listener would say, oh, well, we got to make that glucose move because glucose is the main source of energy. Well, the interesting point that most people who are part of this discussion, glucose is to, if you were to ask people, glucose is to carbs as amino acids are to proteins as what are to fats. People would kind of stop and think, oh, I guess I don't understand. Well, don't fats turn into glucose? The reality is when we're burning fats, we're burning ketones. So ketones are to fats as glucose is to carbohydrates. And I think people, it was a great point, Gary, they aren't supplements. If you want to call the fat in an avocado or the fat in coconut oil or in grass-fed butter supplements, I don't think I would finish a plate of zucchini dripping in butter as supplementing my lifestyle. It is a macronutrient. Those exogenous ketones are macronutrients. They're beta hydroxybutyrate, and that little energy pack can replace glucose in our life. And I think I mentioned in our last podcast, Matt, there is no essential carbohydrate. You can live right. Your entire life without consuming a single carbohydrate and not miss any energy or any particular nutrient that your body needs. Whereas there are essential amino acids and are essential fatty acids. Anyway, sorry to occupy so much time.
You know, it's a good primer for everybody. I think that was good.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Paul. I think that, you know, for the conversation today, I think we ought to make people aware that exogenous ketones aren't really supplements. It's something they should be taking every day because it has a profound effect on their health on a daily basis. And I just asked Paul or yourself or myself, do you take ketones every day?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every day. It's like almost like a superfood for me.
I mean, how many people, if you ask them a question, which I think is a very good question, hey, have you taken your coffee supplement today?
Yeah.
You think about how ridiculous that comment is, But coffee isn't a macronutrient where ketones are. But nobody goes around saying, hey, let's go over to Starbucks supplement shop.
Right. For my ketone Americano.
For my coffee Americano supplement. Nobody talks that stupid. And when you're really thinking about ketones, we're talking about a macronutrient that we call a supplement and a stimulant like coffee that we don't. Tell me how backwards that really is in terms of the way we think. And so one of the things I'd love to talk about today as we go through this is why aren't people taking ketones every day? And I think that's a question for this roundtable to talk to you guys to, because I do. And I know, Matt, you do. And Paul, I know you do. So why aren't we addressing that to the audience listening today? Is why aren't you taking ketones every day? Because there's nothing you can take every day that has a greater benefit to you than a ketone.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. As we were saying earlier, it literally helps everything. You know, whether you're someone who's dealing with some sort of state of dis-ease, all the way to a professional athlete, you know, and everybody else, the majority of us in between. So, I think of it more as like another food that I need to get in my diet daily. And that's how I tend to recommend it for my clients. Now, that actually brings us a perfect segue into the next study, which is a study that essentially confirmed that anxiety levels had a pretty dramatic effect when taken with exogenous ketones, right? There's a pretty substantial change there. Gary, do you want to go into like what the takeaway was from that study?
Yeah, you know, we did a study on the brain, Matt, where we actually took two versions of ketones and we gave it to a group for 8 weeks and just to see what it would do. And you know what, the baseline, the cool thing about a study like that, Matt, is that the baseline is wherever they're at. And so it's not like you have a placebo effect, because what you're really doing is you're hooking them up to an 18 point EEG and you're measuring their brain responses and you're measuring their tactile responses to different programs, different questions, different things. So you're getting more of a quantitative result as opposed to looking at, you know, how many pounds did I lose? How much fat did I lose? Things of that nature. You're really getting a quantitative result from the way the brain is operating. And so over that 8 week period of time, between the two different ketones we gave them, ketone mixtures we gave them, one of them had an effect of a 24% reduction in normal anxiety and normal stress. The other one, however, had a 40% decrease in normal anxiety and normal stress. So here again, the administration of ketones as a macronutrient had a dramatic effect on people's anxiety and stress. I think that's almost a land-breaking study.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, when you look at a big time epidemic of, you know, we'll just call them like psychological related drugs that often have a lot of side effects that people can't necessarily come back from. You know, when you talk about being able to find something that's natural, that's like a drop in the bucket that has so many other benefits, and people, you know, just being able to improve the human condition by that much too, in addition to all the traditional physical things we think about, I mean, that's pretty profound. Dr. Winterton, any thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, thanks. You think about the typical American, about 2 p.m., they need a pick me up. They've bonked. They've had their 2 to 3 cups of coffee. They've dealt with some anxiety provoking activities the morning. They're facing other anxiety provoking events in the afternoon. And what do they reach for? A cup of coffee, where the caffeine takes them over the edge into new realms of anxiety. Here, you have a macronutrient that not only gives you mind-blowing energy, keeps you from that afternoon malaise, fatigue, and lethargy. And I'm just not waving my hand saying you might get it. No, it is, it's completely across the board, consistently experienced by those who are on exogenous ketones or who are keto adapted to not hit that bonk. But then to have the energy that isn't associated with the shakes and the increased anxiety. I mean, to have something that gives you energy and is an actual anxiolytic that doesn't make you feel groggy. I mean, yes, you can take a benzodiazepine, Valium, Xanax, and that will take away the shakes, but you're not going to be able to function and go kill that saber-toothed tiger or make it to that business meeting or go to the operating room. It's just not going to happen. Think of how revolutionary that is. A macronutrient that is anxiolytic but gives you mind-blowing energy. It's a great point, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think Paul, you're exactly right. Is it at the end of the day, it doesn't give you the energy to get anywhere. And, you know, we dance around the subject of supplementation when I think we should avoid it. I think what we're really talking about is probably the coolest, newest food that you could actually take directly.
Right.
If you were to say, Matt, how would we classify that? Paul, how would we classify this? I would classify a ketone more as a food than I certainly would as a supplement, because guys, that's what it is. And the power of food is energy. The power of food is to do what the body wants it to do. And the body is the best judge of how it should utilize it. And so when we talk about all these indications that it corrects, you know, Paul was talking about the relief of the bonk, you know, which is one of his favorite subjects, because being a former carboholic, that's near and
recovering, deep. Recovering carboholic.
Recovering. Well,
once a carboholic, always a carboholic, Gary.
Yeah, but you've gone beyond the 12-step program, Paul. You are like a master of ketones. So he's graduated from that. But I can't envision my life, honestly, guys, without ketones every day. And so it's a funny thing that we call it a supplement when we really, it's a food to all of us on this call.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great point, Gary. You know, we're talking about food. We hear the favorite term now, brain food. You know, we know the brain.
Great point.
The brain is the source of anxiety, whether you're the frontal cortex or the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, the amygdala, or the fight or flight response. You know, I was just riding my bicycle home and I was going 25 miles an hour on a straightway on my fat tire bike and preparing for this podcast just a half an hour ago, and was shocked at the amount of energy as I looked down at my biometrics. I'm going 25 miles an hour. My heart rate is about 140 that I've maintained for 10 miles. And I'm feeling light as a feather with absolutely no lack of energy and feeling cognitively with it, which if you think about the brain's preference, the little mitochondria in the brain, they're much more happy burning ketones, since it takes one third less oxygen and produces one third more ATP. So it just goes to show, I mean, it is a macronutrient and it's what our brain craves. And it's a great point, Gary. For those of us who have enjoyed and thrive on the keto adaptive lifestyle, it's impossible to think of living life in any other way. I was just in Las Vegas. I was telling Matt and Gary, I was just in Las Vegas over the weekend, and I'm sorry to say that I fell off the carb wagon. You know, when you're with people, you just don't want to be too nerdy about keto. So, you know, if that bread comes across, that roll comes across the dinner roll, you just indulge yourself. But I'm telling you, after a weekend of falling off the wagon, the aches and pains of the muscles and joints, getting off that plane back in Utah, I immediately reached for something that had cream and butter in it just to make myself get back as soon as I could, keto adapted.
You know what's so interesting about that, guys, is that, you know, when you think about it, cream or fat or MCT or any of those intermediaries, they require a lot of processing to get what we're after, and that's a ketone. So I'll tell you what, I become addicted to our keto shot. Because talk about being able to take that macronutrient into your body as quick as possible. There's no other means to getting a ketone to your brain faster than a keto shot. It's like a bullet. And within literally, you know how, Paul, we would used to wait, and Matt, we used to wait for the, you know, when we take our powder product, we'd have to wait for a little while because of the digestive process, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You take that keto shot, and I'm not kidding you, 10 minutes later, you know, where's the lions to fight? Because isn't that really, I mean, this is the beauty about having the two of you on this round table is there's nothing I'm saying that you two haven't experienced.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
I think the major thing that people who are listening to this have to understand is we take ketones every day because it's part of our life. And it gives us something nothing else gives us. There's nothing I can think of that gives me the lift, gives me the mental clarity, gives me the appetite suppression, and gives me, Paul, you always are talking about, but it's so true about the anti-inflammatory aspects of it. There's nothing that I take on a daily basis that I would take over and above a ketone. That's just the reality for me.
Wow. That's pretty profound. You know, I'd have to agree in the sense that, you know, you're really outside of eating, you know, the you know, just like a whole solid food. I mean, ketones are in some ways closer to that than they are a supplement. So that makes a ton of sense to me. And then when you look at how it is a drop, just one little drop in the system that benefits so many different things, it's hard to really think of any other quote unquote supplements that are honestly that versatile.
And you know, it's like when I'm listening to Paul, and Paul has given me, Paul has so many experiences. They're so much fun to listen to, but he's always going, oh man, I got to a point where I just reached for the ketones. He's always saying that, you know, and Paul, you're so right. That's exactly it. And I wanted to talk about that today because I think people don't realize how important taking ketones on a daily basis is to a lifestyle. I just don't think they grasp, the three of us, how it's not only adaptive, but it's desired. That's right. Really where I'm at.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's not even just surviving, it's thriving, right?
Yeah, exactly. And all the thing you get, you know, I mean, I've had so many different conversations with Paul and you, Matt, on, you know, when your body is to a point where it needs that fuel, there it is. Those ketones are just, it's something that's different than anything you could take.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys,
What's great is that the availability that exogenous preparations provide. to have immediate access to that. Now, but that's not saying, you know, when you go through a grocery store line, you see the magazines that talk about mindfulness. Certainly Western style Zen Buddhism talks about meditative mindfulness. It's a self-efficacy, being self-aware of what makes you tick, and being aware of what you're about to put in your body when you're ready to eat. You know, people see me at the hospital when I'm taking off the bun from the salami sandwich the latest vendor brings in, and they're saying, "Oh, how's that diet going for you?" And yeah. I turn around and I look at them, and we all joke, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. But then I kind of have to take a little jab and say, after I finish this fatty piece of fresh salami, in a half an hour, I'm going to be busting with energy, and it's going to feel so good. And the great part of mindfulness and the keto adaptive lifestyle is you start walking up and down the perimeter of the center aisle grocery store, and you look for things that you know are going to make you feel good from the moment they pass through your lips and into your system. That mental mindfulness is such a wonderful part of this keto adaptive lifestyle to be drawn.
Paul, you hit on an interesting topic here. I'd like to talk about just a little bit is, you know, we get, you know, if you take a look at the web sites and stuff like that, Matt, one of the things that is kind of confusing to people is exogenous ketones have kind of been one of those products, one of those things that the so-called biohackers have adopted, right? That it's like, we want to talk ad infinitum and ad nauseum about all of the science about it. But, you know, unfortunately for them, the body invented ketones a long time ago. And when it just so happens that they don't understand that when you're born in ketosis. And so the body's going, what do you mean? It took you this long to discover ketones, you idiots. And when you really think about the power of what ketones have been in evolution, in coming out of your mother's womb, ketogenic, and her breast milk having itself full of fat and ketones, and then we subsequently as human beings screw that all up, you know, how's that biohacking? Biohacking should go back and go, wow, what did we do that was wrong in the first place?
Right. Let's get closer to that. You know, let's not get... So yeah, I think it's important to realize when you talk about biohacking, which often unfortunately has turned into kind of taking us further and further away from our natural states, our natural ideal, optimal, you know, ways to live in physiology. It's important to realize that a lot of the most effective aspects of biohacking or some of this, you know, these newer modalities that are coming out are ultimately just taking us back to how we evolved, right? A little bit more primally speaking. And I think this also segues well into the next study, right? You know, kind of another neurological based observation, and that's on the opposite end of the spectrum now, where we're talking about, you know, professional athletes or even everyday people in some context. I'll get into that in a sec. But Gary, can you tell everyone at home a little bit more about the effects of exogenous ketones on reaction time?
Absolutely. That was one of the areas that's always been intriguing to all of us is, you know, if you can increase your brain reaction time, what can't that do for you? You know, it's like a great question to ask somebody. So if you ask somebody, hey, what if you could increase your brain reaction time by 9.9%, what would that mean to you? I'll tell you what, I've never had a bad answer. So we did this test that I was telling you about, where we mapped out what was going on in somebody's brain, and we took that to heart and did a study around that. And we found out that one of the ketone mixtures that we had improved brain reaction time by 9.9%. And I'll tell you a little funny story about that. We took our product to a gaming show. I don't know if you guys have ever been to a gaming show. I had never been. You know these gamers, the guys that play professional gaming?
Sure.
Yes.
Do you know what? They all knew about ketones.
Really?
Is that crazy?
That's wild.
They all knew about keto diets. They all knew about brain reaction time. And we took 6 pallets of product of 12 gauge, we took 12 gauge, our keto shot, okay? We, after the second day, had no pallets left.
Wow.
So if you want to talk about where do these people immediately relate, gamers immediately relate to brain reaction time. Paul, how important would that be in terms of, you're at their operating room.
Yeah,
What would that mean, dude?
That's remark. Although I don't think we want any more than 80 million Fortnite addicted gamers from here on out. No, but in the operating room, absolutely. I concertize. I'm a concert pianist. That was my former career, and I've noticed a significant difference in my ability to sight read. Sight reading music is its own challenging thing to, as your eyeballs look at notes on the page, and that translates into reaction of being able to play. I've noticed a significant difference. I never was a sight reader. I would memorize concertos and perform them on stage and perfect those, but sight reading is dramatically been improved with my abilities. And of course, being in the operating room, working on shoulders and knees and working with human tissue, one's reaction time to an artery that starts bleeding as you do so calmly, it's been remarkably effective as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
How about you, Matt? You train MMA fighters.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to weigh in on the other side of that. You know, I in my, in addition to this, what I also do is I help, train and do rehabilitation for everyone from neurodegenerative folks all the way to professional athletes. And, we asked our Real Ketones buddy, Albert Morales, UFC veteran, what a 10% reaction time means to him. And his words were quite literally, that's everything. Sports are won and lost in fractions of a second. So if you're talking about maybe point something being statistically significant, let alone a whopping 10%. And I think the other thing to think about here too is in kind of more the elderly community. I mean, if you've ever, and my nickname was Grace growing up because I was clumsy. So it's if you've ever tripped and kind of caught yourself before you fall, I mean, that's reaction time right there. So I think it's not just athletes, it's everybody. And then the last thing I'll say about this is these things are not silos, right? We just talked about anxiety previously. We talked about reaction time, or we're talking about reaction time. These are all aspects of the nervous system and brain. So when you talk about what ketones can do for your body, they're going to help all this stuff. They can help, neurological conditions, motor skill development, things like that. Anything that helps make your brain and nervous system healthy, that same thing is going to help all functions underneath that, right? All those subcategories.
Well, if you think about it this way, if you really think about it this way, is that, and I know Paul has the most incredible respect for the human body, and so do you, Matt. And one of the things that I found myself doing as I continued to develop new patents for ketones is getting a greater and greater respect for the human body and its ability to do what it needs to do if you give it the things to do it with.
Right.
So what I see ketones is literally the ultimate food that, taken on a daily basis, gives your body its best opportunity to design and craft its own regimen on how it would use that energy in the best course of action to make you feel better and to make you feel healthier.
Yeah, you
that's,
know,
that's a great point, Gary. It's go ahead, Matt.
No, you go ahead. You go. Feel free.
That's really the bottom line. That's at the end of the day, it's well-being. It's what makes this narrow window of mortality worth living, to feel good, to think healthy thoughts, to move forward with anticipating positive energy for the next day. This is the true advantage of this keto adaptive lifestyle. It's not exaggerating. It's not hyperbole. It's reality. And as soon as the American and Western civilization, and frankly the world, starts learning this, the sooner we'll be able to get off that inexorable pathway toward miserable high body mass index and hypertension and coronary artery disease and stroke, and start moving toward living toward the 80s and 90s and past 100 years old in a much better state. I think those are the next years to come, and it's going to be an exciting transition to see many Americans and many people in the Western society and civilization take.
Yeah. Well, very well said, both you guys. I think, you know, my biggest takeaway that I'd want to leave everyone with, just in summation of today, is, you know, look at all the different folks and categories of people whom we've explored exogenous ketones can help. Look at all the different functions, from athletic performance all the way to metabolic health and just general healing and health optimization that we've covered. And that's really the bigger takeaway here, is that anything that's going to promote the energy manufacture at a cellular level in the body is then going to turn around and help literally everything else that we do. So I think people should expect to see more study, more and more research coming out on the positive effects of exogenous ketones and what they can do for you. And now I want to be respectful of your guys' time here. I appreciate you guys coming on. Let's go Gary and then Dr. Winterton. Is there anything that you guys would like to put a stamp on and leave the people at home with?
Paul, go ahead, and then I'll finish up.
Oh, like I said last time, I've blown enough hot air for 1 hour. it's a choice. It's a choice. Life is choices, and you can move in a direction of in a positive direction in life, or you can give up. And this particular keto adaptive lifestyle and daily exogenous ketones and moving toward this particular lifestyle will be, I'm confident, the only solution we have toward making our population move away from what is becoming an inexorable diminutive lifestyle of a lot of pathophysiology. So I would just encourage everyone who might be listening and spread the word, spread the gospel. Because it's take it or leave it. There you go.
Here's what I would do in terms of leaving a succinct message for everybody. Is, you know, it's always hard to say do something when you don't do something. Mm. It's always easy to say do something when you do something. So I just wanted to leave a personal message to everybody who's listening, is that I can't tell you how my life has absolutely improved by taking ketones every day. It, you know, I could spend an hour or two telling them all the things that have improved in my life with that. So My only recommendation is, why don't you try taking ketones daily for a while and see how it makes you feel, see how it corrects your health. And if that becomes a personal endorsement of you, then spread it just to your neighbor, spread it to your family, spread it to whoever you really care about. But that's the message I wanted to say, is that, you know, we care on this program what happens to people. And I can't tell you a single thing that I have taken that didn't improve my life better than this.
Very well said. Very well said. Strong, powerful words from both you guys, and a whole bunch of information, really power that people can take from today's episode and put into their own lives. Very importantly, I think it's a good idea to take complex science and break it down into simple takeaways to help empower people and get them moving in the right direction. So before we go, I just want to say, Dr. Winterton, Gary, I really appreciate you guys coming on today and joining me. Maybe we can do this again in the future at some point.
I loved it. I love this roundtable format, Matt. It just it helps us talk as a conversation and allows people to listen to the conversation. So it becomes more of a dialogue instead of a monologue. So I
sure,
love
you're
it.
Here. Thanks again, Matt. You're nice to hear.
Thanks,
hear your voice.
Great. Thanks, Paul, as always.
Hey, you too, Gary.
All right. See you
all
guys.
Right. All right, everybody. That's been another episode of BHB Radio. It's been so nice, basically being able to do this for you guys. I appreciate once again you guys inviting me and inviting us into your home as always. And I will see you again here next week.